Welcome to Shomar Shava on the Daf. Shir's sponsor, Lo Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bava Basra Daf Memvov. The Gemara in Amud Beis, when it speaks about four different cases of people that could be made to somebody else, the Gemara speaks about the case of a Orev, speaks about a case of a Malve, speaks of a case of a Lokeach, and then beginning in Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings a suffix regarding a Kaplan. So Orev, Malve, Lekeach Kablon is Rosh Tevis Amolek. And in the beginning of these four cases, we have a Simon. Like we have many places in Shas, and the Simon is Amolek. Amolek Simon. So the Sefer Megillah Simonim, the Sefer was written by the Aderis, Rabbi Yehuda David Rabinovich Teoimim, the Aderis, the Av based in Aponovich and Mir. And in this Sefer Megillah Simonim, he points out, he says, how can it be that we could be using the word Amalek. Amalek. Amalek, the Ummah that we have a tzivoy to destroy, to be moicheshmoy, to get rid of the name, to eradicate the name. We're going to use that word, that name as a simon. Says the Aderis, it's clearly a mistake. Because the last case, Kablon, it's a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara is not sure if Kablon is included in the list or not. So it says that there is in Lanius Daitoi, the simon supposed to be Omol, Ayin Mem Lamed, Orev, Malve, and Lekech. The Kuf was a suffix, the Gemara is not Poishit, and we're not going to include that in the simon because we don't want to use a simon for Amalek. But then the Aderis himself sends us to the Yavetz, and everybody who speaks about this topic refers to the Yavetz here in the Gemara that it comes to explain what's the idea that we're using the simon of Amalek for this thing. And the Yavis says two points that connect together. Point number one is, yes, we have a din to get rid of Amalek. But even by Amalek, there's something called Shechecha. How do we know that? Because it says, Loi Tishkach. And the Loi has the tam of Tifecha. In other words, it's like a little bit of a break between the Loi and the Tishkach. The tam that we use, the trop that we use, in Loi Tishkach, there's a little bit of a break, and as if saying Loi and Tishkach, meaning there is Shichecha by Amalek as well. Shichecha means that you could forget Amalek, and you must remember it. And it refers to the Zohar and Parshas Yisro. The Zohar and Parshas Yisro says that the same way, the same concept exists when you have the Dibros, Loi Sirtzach. So there's a little bit of a break between Loi and Sirtzach. And also between Loi and Tinov. Loi Sinov, there's a little bit of a break between the Loi and Tinov. And Loi Signov, you have a little bit of a break. Says the Chazal and Sefer Zohar. Why is that so? Because sometimes Ritzicha, murder is allowed. Beis Din are allowed to kill people for a punishment. Sometimes Niuf is allowed. Because if you have a complete prohibition of Loi Sinov, you'll never have a relation between a man and a woman. And sometimes Gneva is allowed. When a dayan knows that he needs to come and take money from somebody, or someone can steal Torah from his Rebbe, try to be Goyni of Das Rabbi to teach him Torah. But says the Chazal, Loi Sane Berachoyet Shaker, there's no break between the Loi and Sane, because you never can say Eidu Sheker. So the Avitz uses this idea to say that even by Amalek, there is a concept called Shichach, because it says Loi Tishkach. So you separate the Loi from Tishkach, to tell me there is Shechecha, and therefore you are obligated to remember. Now, as the Yavetz, but how can I use a Amalek, which is a bad thing, to come and remember Torah? So says the Yavetz, his soul is brought down in many Sefer Kabbalah, that every bad thing in the world has a Nitzotz Kedusha in it. There's some Kedusha within the Tumah. And therefore we have a Chiyuv, an obligation to come and extract that Kedusha, that Nitzotz Kedusha, which is within the Tumah. And he says, that's the idea. We know that the children of Haman taught Torah. There's Gdusha that comes even from the biggest tumor. And there's some good things that we have by Esav. He brings the Gemara and Gittin, by Esav. Being by Esav can be a good thing sometimes. And Esav is Gematria Shalom. There's some good in the Esav in Amalek. There's good also. And we want to come and extract the good is when you use Amalek to remember Torah. So the Yavetz is saying here two points. Point number one is that we have a concept of remembering. The Torah is telling you you could use Amalek to remember because that's why it says Loi and Tishkach. And why are we using it? Because we're taking the Gedusha out of the Tumah. And I saw someone saying a little more simpler. He says, Pshat Pashut, you're not allowed to forget Amalek. So Amalek is what helps you to remember. So I can remember, I have to remember Amalek, and through Amalek, I remember also all the things. That's the source of remembering. Zacharias, Asher Asa Lecha Amalek. And just to conclude, that this daf, daf Memvav, is learned on Shabbos Chazoin, in the middle of the 9 days. And we know that our minig is, minig of most Klal Yisrael, is even though we have Avelus during the 9 days, there's no Avelus at all on Shabbos. And the idea is that really every bad, every destruction, every Avelus, everything bad in the world has good in it. And Shabbos, when we come and realize that good, which is within every bad. And this is the connection to this day. That within the bad, there is the good behind it that we see on Shabbos. And even in Amalek, there's Nitzos Gdusha, you can extract from it and bring it out, Legilui. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.